Hello and welcome to this service of the Word coming to you from St. Martin's Church, North Nibley, on this Sunday, which is Palm Sunday. It's so long since I've been able to do a recorded service with this one. So pleased to be back. And I hope you're pleased to hear me as well. You don't have to be, but if you aren't, don't email me and tell me, because it'll finish me off. Right, Palm Sunday. If you have a palm cross to hand from last year, then you might find that useful to help you focus on the service. If not, don't worry. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with each one of you, and also with you. We worship with Christians near and far, living and departed, old and young. God's word is for every one of us. May it be a lamp to our feet and our light to our path. Lord, speak to us that we may hear your word. Move among us, that we may behold your glory, and receive our prayers that we may learn to trust you. Amen. The collect for today, Palm Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Christ humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God Almighty has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. There now follows the dramatised reading, which has been recorded by Churches Together and takes the place of the Gospel and today's sermon.
Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna!
Hosanna! Oh, Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
He is the King of Israel.
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David.
What are you so happy about?
We came to Jerusalem for the feast and heard that Jesus was coming.
Yes, coming into Jerusalem as they did in the old days to present the new king, the procession of the king.
He came on a donkey.
Just like it says in the scriptures. It was prophesied. I heard my grandfather talk about this.
But he came on a donkey.
Yes, a king rides in on a horse when it's time to go to war. But a king who wants to bring peace rides in on a donkey.
Exactly. And what do you think we need right now? The Romans are here and they're running our land. We need a king who will take us to war against Rome. We want our land back.
But isn't that what Jesus has talked about? About the kingdom of heaven? This is when we will have our land and blessings, just as God has promised. And we'll have peace, because we will have our perfect king.
Oh, wake up! How can we have any peace without war?
I'm sure it is possible. Must we always have war? Look, this Jesus has some kind of power. And he is a prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
And we just saw him heal some people who were lame.
And he made some blind people see again.
Oh, and I just heard someone say they saw Jesus raise a man from the dead, a man named Lazarus. He was already dead and buried, and Jesus raised him.
Oh, really, no?
Yes, Benjamin told us. Benjamin saw it for himself. I trust what he says.
I'm sure these are all just tricks of some sort.
Those disciples are probably helping him with that.
Exactly. Didn't you just see the Pharisees tell the disciples to be quiet? The disciples are the ones who got everyone excited in the first place, shouting things and spreading clothes out on the road in front of Jesus. Then all the people just started joining in.
Except for our wise chief priests and scribes, it seems the whole world is starting to follow this Jesus. It should be stopped, and soon. I mean, who knows what would happen if we let this man have too much control.
And didn't you just see what Jesus did? He went into the temple and he made a mess of things.
I believe he was trying to clean up the temple.
Yes, the temple's been corrupted by greedy men just trying to make money. That's not right.
They are just supplying the necessary animals for you to be able to make your sacrifices the way they should be made.
But should they get rich off us who are just trying to worship God?
With the prices they charge for just a dove, I can't afford to make the necessary sacrifices.
What doesn't seem right is someone coming and saying that they are the Messiah and King of Israel.
Exactly. How would he even pull that off? He's just one man with a few disciples. They've got no weapons at all.
But all we need to do is accept and be obedient. The scriptures say this, and all the prophecies in the scriptures...
You think you know more about the scriptures than the chief priests and the scribes?
No, but maybe the chief priests and scribes are trying...
Trying to what? So what are you going to do? What are you going to decide? Are you going to follow us or this person called Jesus?
So, we now say together the creed. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And we now come to our time of prayer, and we begin by praying for ourselves for forgiveness for the bits of our life that we get wrong. Christ himself carried up our sins in his body to the tree, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. So let us confess our sins. O God, you know our foolishness, and our sins are not hidden from you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let not the flood overwhelm us, nor the depths swallow us up. Let not the pit shut its mouth upon us. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Hear us, O Lord, as your loving kindness is good. Turn to us as your compassion is great. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive you your sins, make you holy to serve him in the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bring to the Father our prayers of intercession through Christ, who gave himself for the life of the world, for forgiveness for the many times we have denied Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord for the grace to seek out those habits of sin which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray for Christian people that through the suffering of disunity, there may grow a rich union in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those who make the laws, those who interpret them and administer them, that our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those who still make Jerusalem a battleground. And we pray for the wars around the world. Iran, Ukraine. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those who've got the courage and the honesty to work openly for justice and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those in the darkness and the agony of isolation, that they may find support and encouragement, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who, weighed down with hardship, failure or sorrow, feel that God is far from them, or for those who've never really given God a thought in their lives, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross through lack of faith, especially lack of faith in when undergoing hardship. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. And we pray that we, with those who have died in faith, may find mercy in the day of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So, going out to serve the Lord. Faithful Lord, whose steadfast love never ceases and whose mercies never come to an end, grant us the grace to trust you and to receive the gifts of your love new every morning in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you and those that you love this day and for evermore. Amen. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Now, before I go, I should have made a list, but I haven't. This coming week, we have got, on Good Friday, we have got the walk from the chapel to the church, where there will be hot cross buns at the end. We have the horse doubling up as a donkey coming to do that with us. So that's 10 o'clock from the chapel. And then still on Good Friday in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, I will be doing the hour before the cross. It's not like the old fashioned services. It's a bit more of a sort of, you know, quiet prayerful reflection. And it doesn't last an hour, but it's not very well attended. It's a shame, really, because I actually quite like that service. So, you know, if you're around, you could come to that. That's at 2 o'clock in St. Martin's. And you get to sit in one of the blue comfy chairs instead of the pews, which is a bonus, isn't it? And then that's Good Friday. And then Easter morning, 6:30 up on the hill for the sunrise service. So we're hoping that the weather's all right. But whatever the weather is, I was asked this morning whether I would cancel it if the weather was bad, and no, certainly not. No, it'd be fine. So, half past six up on the hill, followed by bacon sandwiches and tea and coffee in the chapel. In previous years, Dave Purnell has very kindly driven people up who find it difficult to walk up the lane. This year, that isn't an option because the lane is in such a bad state that he can't get his vehicle up there. So I'm afraid that if you are infirm, other than carrying you up on a litter, there's not much we can do. But please come and join us for the tea and coffee in the chapel. And then after that, half past nine, there is Holy Communion in the church, and I'm doing that one. And then we can go and eat Easter eggs. So that is Easter. And also, I must report to you that that the school is doing a Easter service this Friday. I think it's probably start about 2:30, something like that. Probably no later than 2:30. And it's in the church. And it's Aardvark class, which is the big ones. Who are doing it, and it's sort of, you know, it's a school service, but it's open to the public. So if you want to come along, it's always good to join in worship with the local children who've actually prepared what they're going to sing and what they're going to pray and talk to God about themselves. And it's good to, you know, to join in with worship that the children have produced. And it'd be, you know, a lot jollier than a lot of the Church of England stuff that we do. So come along and enjoy the school. Yesterday I went to the one of the Wootton schools, and it was brilliant. They came into the church and had a service that they put together of songs, and it was absolutely brilliant. And we're doing, there's another one of the other schools in Wootton is doing the same thing tomorrow, and so I should be going to that to top and tail it and do a little talk in the middle. And, you know, we must realise that these days we are not going to get these children coming on a Sunday because they're too busy doing rugby and hockey and everything else that they do. And the way that we're going to get to them is by working with them through schools. And we just got to accept that and support it and go along with it. So if you're around on Friday, this Friday, I guess some of you will have listened to this by then, so you'll know about it. Then come along to the school. You'll have a right good time. Right. Lovely to have been with you. I will be back for Easter service recorded and real next Sunday. And so I hope that Passion Week is useful to you in helping you to reflect on your Christianity and your discipleship in general. So I'll see you next week. Bye.